ready for your next act?
Yes!
Just before that, I forgot to mention what is on bad language. Now you know. Okay, so up next, give it up for your next act.
You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio with me, Nikki Kelly. Earlier this year, we put on an event for blind and partially sighted people called See the Funny Side, which gave the community the opportunity to learn how to write and perform a stand-up comedy routine. And today, you can hear me chatting to three of the participants, Paul Jones, Lucy Haywood, and Tafsila Khan, about how that was for them.
Now, I've been putting myself up for a lot of these projects lately, and I always seem to get picked. And the other day I was wondering whether this was because my application forms are so good, or is it because I tick so many of the boxes? Female, tick. Ethnic minority, tick. Disabled, tick. The one that stumps me, though, is the one with the sexual orientation. And now, sorry, ladies, I'm not a lesbian. If I was to be a lesbian though, I was wondering what kind of woman I'd go for. And this came to me very quickly, and it's quite disturbing. Because this lady looks a lot like myself. Now, for the sighted people in the audience, you've already guessed when I came up on stage who I'm talking about. For the rest of you, I'm talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Could I ask, what made you apply to do See the Funny Side, Lucy?
I'm a real comedy fan, and I've been really interested in getting involved in stand-up for a while. And I was actually looking up training courses and, you know, in building my confidence and getting myself on stage and doing something along these lines. And then I got invited to join See the Funny Side, and I thought, oh, this looks exciting. So I thought I'll apply for it and see if I get on. And thankfully, I did. I was really pleased. Yeah, it was really exciting and really fun because I love being on stage and I'm used to working in theatre. So I just thought doing a bit of stand-up would be really fun and really interesting and a different perspective.
So what about you, Paul?
Light decided, having a disability with a visual impairment, I wanted to put the picture out there that we were still capable, although obviously visually impaired, that we could do everything everyone else did. I was making jokes on a daily basis about my eyesight issue and the difficulties that we have, and the opportunity came along to do in stage, and I thought, why not? So I'm glad I got the chance.
What about you, Tafsila?
I have to say this came out of the blue for me even, so I kind of don't, in a way, have an answer to that question. I have a friend that's in theatre, Beth House, who runs a inclusive theatre company here in Wales, and she actually mentioned it to me and said I should go for it. And I think use comedy on a daily basis with my visual impairment. I think mainly with people that are sighted, kind of make them feel comfortable, and just to, like Paul said, make them feel like, oh, they're just the same as us, and there's, you know, you don't need to walk on eggshells, and they can be funny and they can swear. And so I've never been on stage before, apart from what I've done in school. And yet theatre and comedy and that, for me, had always had the door closed on it. I never ever thought I could do anything in that way. But this has really, ironically, opened my eyes to a lot more things that I can do and just really helped my confidence. So I'm glad I did it. I think the two things that I thought probably pushed me into doing it was that it was just a new year and I had just had my birthday and she suggested it. And I thought, oh, well, she believes in me, so maybe I am funny. So I thought, go on and I'll give it a go. But I didn't actually think I was going to get through. So I thought, I'm not that kind of person that likes regretting things. So I thought, well, I can apply. And the next time she asks me, I'll just say, yeah, I applied, but I didn't get through. And then I did get through and then that was it. I didn't have a good enough reason not to do it. So I thought, what the hell, I'll just do it.
Brilliant. So what were your expectations of See the Funny Side? What did you hope to get out of it?
For me, I think it was just trying something new and meeting other people that were visually impaired. I know a few, but the main kind of people that if I go into organisations, they're always really old, and I don't mind old people, but sometimes I'd like to meet other people that have got either children and that are parents that are visually impaired, or just people around my age, you know, see how they handle things, and, you know, and to help other people with suggestions, or just to kind of get to know other people, really. That was my main thing, was driving me, I think, and just to try something new.
I didn't really know what to expect, but I was quite excited about coming to work with Georgie, who ran the sessions, because I'd looked her up online, and I was there thinking, oh, that would be really good. I was quite excited to work, seeing how she worked and her ways, and just getting to meet other people who are interested in that and seeing what kind of comedy they brought and how they performed and what kind of methods they used. I was really excited about that. And then being able to just kind of work out my own routine. It was really, really interesting experience.
Same as Lucy, I weren't sure what to expect. What I wanted and what I got were two different things. What I wanted was a small expectation, ended up with a really big one. It was fun to sort of, if you like, being locked in a room with everyone else that has different stories and just flying off each other, really, bouncing off each other with ideas that made me, when I walked out of the room, think, oh, yeah, that does happen. So, yeah, it was really good.
How do you guys? Can you all see me? Can you all see me?
Yes!
That's good, because I can't see you. Leg in a pleasure. Right, I lost my sight 2 years ago in the space of a sneeze. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Not as crazy as it was when I looked on Facebook the other morning to realise a guy had sneezed, held his nose and blew a hole in the back of his throat. I thought I was the lucky one. I miss many things. I've just said I can't see you all now. I miss curbs. I have a lamppost jump out of me. I'm not the greatest blind person. Selective, really. The reason I'm selective is daytime I go out without my cane. Have you ever seen a man do Hong Hong Fui when a lamppost has jumped out of him? Now that's
So, Paul, just on that, how did you find performing your jokes? How did you feel being up there on that stage?
I shaped more on that stage than I did walking with my cane at night time. and that's with the lights on. It was brilliant. The crowd were fantastic. Obviously, the people that I worked with were just immense. Made me really feel like part of a crowd that, you know, I weren't the individual on my own. We all pushed each other. It was a fantastic night. Yeah, it was fantastic. That's all I can say, really.
What about you, Lucy?
I really enjoyed it, but it went really fast. We were told to do 5 minutes, and I got up and I went to do my performance. And then I had a 3-month-old child at the time, and he heckled me, and my 5 minutes were taken up with him heckling me and me responding. And I didn't even get to start my set properly, but it was brilliant. The crowd really responded really well, and it was just lovely.
So I'm here now, and actually what I was thinking was, as this is VIP, sorry, that's Corin. Shh. 14 weeks old, he really needs to learn this. He can sit through an hour theatre piece, but 5 minutes of comedy, mate, it's my time. But yeah, so what I thought I'd do is a bit of audio description. Actually, can I just have a little... Can we see how many people are VIP in here? Could you put your hands up? Oh, sorry, sorry. I can only see them if you move them about. Could you please give me a shout?
It was really good fun, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I will say your son was probably the best heckler I've ever witnessed in my life. It was so perfectly timed. It's almost as if you planned that.
He does that when I go out now. He just squeaks.
I'll take him everywhere. So what about you, Casila? How did you feel being up there on that stage?
Again, like Paul said, it was amazing. And like Lucy said, it did go really fast. Like I could have stayed up there. I was really enjoying it once I got up there. I think I was more nervous for the actual performance. And once I'd done my rehearsal with Georgie, after that, I just was so looking forward to getting on the stage and performing. Just a brilliant experience, and getting that feedback straight away from the audience was really good. And yeah, just performing, even though we were all doing our own performance, having the support of the other guys was like really good, and it was just nice, you know, atmosphere all around. It was really good.
I was the middle child, but I had the monopoly on the attention because I was the only one with the eye condition. Till she came along. Not only does she make me share the middle, she's also got the eye condition. There is one good thing about her though. She makes me look good. She's always doing embarrassing things. The other day she goes to H&M looking for a coat, and she found this coat on a mannequin she liked the look of, so she's feeling it up like we do, looking how it gets fastened, how many pockets it's got. And the next minute she knows the mannequin starts moving. I said to her, you're lucky you didn't go shopping for jeans.
All of you, you seemed so natural up on that stage, and you all got some really big laughs. Were you worried that people weren't necessarily going to react that well to your jokes, or were you confident from the moment you got up there and were really confident in the set that you did?
Well, I just imagine that they couldn't see me like I couldn't see them. No, seriously, it was one of them moments, blink and you miss it. No, not in the slightest. Part of me was glad that the sort of the 5 minutes was up, but once, obviously, if there was a longer set, then you get into the swing of things, and you just, like Lucy said, you get carried away. You can get carried away and really enjoy it more than you're expecting to.
What about you, Tassina? Because again, you were just so natural up there on that stage. It, you know, I felt like I had to drag some of you guys off because you were so good.
Yeah, I think after the workshop and Georgie's help with my confidence skyrocketed, just in every aspect of my life, I'd say, not just in the comedy. So I think by the performance day, because I practiced in front of my family a bit, and I was quite confident, I thought, well, they're going to have to laugh at this, and if they don't laugh, there's a problem with them, not me. So we're like, what Georgie really said really helped me when she said in the workshop that you don't owe anything to the audience. I think that took a lot of pressure off me. So I just thought, well, yeah, I'm going to do it. My performance is what I want to put out there. And yeah, the back of my head, I did think, yeah, they're going to find this funny. There's no way you can't find that funny.
It was hilarious. So what about you, Lucy? What are your, because you were so natural and you could really tell that you had the experience of theatre. And so was that really easy and natural for you to make the transition?
That's just because I'm loud. I set a timer for myself because I knew that once I got on stage, I'd lose complete track of time unless I had a bell to go off. So I set myself a 5-minute timer and I kind of ran in and came on stage and did my whole set. But it's just once you get up there, like Paul said, and you just get into it. And Taff, I mean, she was just away with it. It was so lovely to watch everyone else. But once you get up there yourself, you just lose yourself. And the audience was so responsive. They were so up for it. And I was chatting away. And then suddenly my alarm went off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that can't be 5 minutes. It's all gone. It's gone so fast. And you forget where you are and you're just doing what you're up there to do, and it was just lovely. It was so much fun.
Have you guys done any performances since, or what are your comedy plans and aspirations? Will I be seeing you on Live at the Apollo soon?
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah, you never know. I've done one small thing, which is one of the theatres I kind of volunteer with. They have a monthly quiz night, so at the last quiz night I performed my routine halfway through the quiz, and they were all sighted people, so they really enjoyed it. And because I kind of didn't feel I practiced it as much as I could have this time, so I think I was a little bit more nervous, and I didn't have the rest of my gang with me either, so I did feel a bit more nervous this time. And obviously the technicality of where I was, and there was bits in my routine and I had to kind of change to fit that situation. So I think I learned the next time I definitely have to give it a bit more thought and not leave it to the last minute to change up things. But it did go really well, and I got good feedback, and I put my performance up on YouTube as well, and I've had a lot of views, and a lot of my friends have watched it, and they're all like, you know, yeah, they all seem to say the same thing, that I'm a natural and that I should carry it on. And so I'm looking at other open mic places around my area to go and perform and maybe try and extend the routine a little bit and try other jokes and things out to see how they're received.
Brilliant. That's amazing. And you should definitely do it because you're such a natural. And it would be great to come and see you perform live in a different setting. It would be really great.
Yeah.
And what about you, Lucy? Have you done performances?
Currently, I'm juggling a small child and I'm producing a accessible show for blind and visually impaired people. But I am looking at extending my set and maybe doing an open mic night in my local area, which will be quite exciting and quite fun. I'm looking forward to that. But it's making sure you've got that 15 minutes sorted and making sure it's clear and building up the courage to go on stage by myself without a crew of other people behind me, actually. Yeah. I didn't realise how nervous I got before doing it. It's like, I'm kind of biting my fingernails, like, do I dare? But I'm quite looking forward to testing that out because there's one in my local area where I can go and just do that 15 minutes. So that should be fun.
Really great. What about you, Paul?
Well, you know me, Nikki, don't like being the centre of attention. So I've dropped into the background a little bit. And instead of actually looking to go and perform, I've decided to write up to the script writing for certain broadcasting companies, which we won't mention, but I'm starting to become a royal pain in the bum for them. So I'm proceeding in that way of writing comedy and sending it off in every direction possible. So, yeah, I've more gone into the writing and sending it off than actually performing it myself.
That's great. And it's really great to hear that you guys have all, you know, you plan to take it forward, and, you know, it was the workshop was so great, and it was lovely watching you all, because it was only a 3-hour session, and so quickly from the moment people got there to the moment people left, I could all already see that some of you immediately had grown in confidence and were really up for the show, and then the show, you just blew everyone away, and I've had comments like, when are you doing it again? That was so brilliant. They're all so natural. I've paid to go to real shows and they haven't been as good as that. So you guys are definitely at that professional level, and I really, really hope you carry on and do more, because I want to see you all on live at the Apollo.
Thank you. And thank you for putting it all together, because like I said, I would never have done anything like this.
No, Nikki, thank you so much. We were so, at the end, everyone was just so elated and so pleased to have been a part of it. It was lovely.
It's an absolute pleasure. And I'm just so delighted that everyone got so much out of it. Thank you for being a part of it.
Nick, you've done a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if anyone else is put in your capable hands, you won't drop them. You'll guide them through quite well. So again, Nikki, thank you very much for the experience. I think we've all received, and I think we all agree on that.
But anyway, as I was saying, I'm a mother now, and it's been quite an exciting experience. I've brought a small child into the world, and you know, one of the issues with being visually impaired and a mother is, actually, I just need to point out, is anyone from HMRC in here? Because, one, I forgot to tie, I'm wearing heels, and you can't tell HMRC. Also, I've just had a baby. Don't tell the HMRC. You know, they just think I sit at home twiddling my thumbs. And, you know, I wouldn't want to mess up my PIP application.
If anybody wants to get in touch with you or talk to you about the wonderful stuff you've done with See the Funny Side, how can they reach you, Lucy?
www.lucy.c.hayward.co.uk.
And how about you, Tasila?
Well, I've recently set up my own blog, so that's called Tasila, double M for Mike, E for Echo, .wordpress.com. And my YouTube page is actually connected to that, which is called Me, Myself, and I. as in the eye on your face.
That's cute.
I like it.
So you can go and read a bit more about my experience with the See the Funny Side. There's a blog post there about it, and then there's a link to see my video as well of the routine I did.
And over to you, Paul Jones. How can we contact you?
You can find me on Facebook, which is my name, Paul Jones. Can't miss the picture. It was taken at the stand-up gig. And if not on Facebook, on Twitter, which is PaulJ2232.
Thank you very, very much. So thank you so much, everyone, for being a part of this.
Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
We are looking to take See the Funny Side across the whole of the UK. If you are interested in taking part and just want to register your interest with us, please contact Nikki Kelly at rnib.org.uk, and that is spelled nikki.kelly@rnib.org.uk. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for laughing. We'll be right back.